Energy, the County Executive for Tourism, Culture, Natural Resources, and Climate Change, Elizabeth Lute, has hosted a delegation from the European Union, EU, to discuss energy and rural electrification development projects in Turkana. The visit was aimed at exploring avenues for collaboration and partnerships towards sustainable energy provisions. Lute reiterated the county's support for such projects, aligning them with the sustainable energy goals. She also welcomed the EU's initiative to revive, stabilize, and develop energy plants in areas of high demand. On rural electrification, we need the support in providing electricity to areas lacking access despite hosting vital facilities like health, schools, and financial institutions, she said. She assured the EU delegation of the county's openness to investments and pledged unconditional support for initiatives to improve energy access. Addressing the meeting, the Programme Officer in National Energy and Infrastructure, David Dinelli, highlighted the significant progress made by the KUDURA power site, emphasizing its positive impact on the region. KUDURA is an integrated clean energy and water solution that provides renewable electricity and biogas, potable water and organic fertilizer where there are none. Our commitment to implementing such projects is to ensure sustainability in the energy sector. The commissioning and launching of KUDURA by April would be a milestone, said Dinelli. The Chief Officer for Energy, Minerals, and Petroleum, Teresa Amoni, stressed the importance of community sensitization on electricity use and safety measures. She highlighted the need for community empowerment through corporate social responsibility activities on livelihoods, among other priorities in enhancing residents' understanding and appreciation of energy provision. Present in the meeting was Jackson Lojore, Director, Energy and Petroleum, and his deputy Godfrey Eragai.